Jerry Bader Show, 1023. The biggest story of the day, I think, is even bigger than it appears, and it appears pretty big already. But I think it's even bigger than that. It is the story that a Russian crime ring has gotten its hands on the largest known collection of stolen internet credentials that includes 1.2 billion with a B username and password combinations and about a half billion with a B email addresses, or 500 million with an M, depending on how you want to say it. Security researchers say all of this was discovered by a Milwaukee firm, Hold Security. It includes confidential material gathered from 420,000 websites, including household names and small internet sites. In other words, some web names you would know, some company names you would know, some you wouldn't. Hold Security has a history, writes the New York Times, of uncovering significant hacks, including the theft last year of tens of millions of records from Adobe systems. Now, Hold Security is not naming the victims, citing non-disclosure agreements and a reluctance to name companies whose sites remain vulnerable. 1.2 billion username and password combinations. This has resulted in the usual warnings. Don't use the same password for everything, which I don't. I have several of them, and then I forget which one goes to which whatever. And I sit there and, you know, I'll do the, you know, I do that and then hopefully get the right one. So now you're hearing all the warnings. Well, you need to do this to protect yourself. You need to do that to protect yourself. I'm not saying that's bad advice. You should have multiple passwords. That's all good. Except, you know what? I don't think it does a damn bit of good. Here's where I said I think the big story of the day, and this type of breach, is a huge story. And by the way, some of it occurred in Russia itself and doesn't appear to be related to the Russian government. But what this illustrates is there is no security. The current system is so antiquated. I don't have a great analogy for this. So this is the analogy that I would use. Years and 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 years ago, homes were protected with a skeleton key and not a deadbolt and not even a unique key. At the very inception of computers and then the internet, usernames and passwords were probably okay. I think this is now like using a skeleton key, skeleton lock, to protect your home in a bad neighborhood. And all of the internet is now a bad neighborhood because the bad actors can go anywhere. So anywhere in the internet is a bad neighborhood. What has to happen is we have to admit, we have to accept that we have a complete false sense of security. And you hear Rush Limbaugh and the others advertising, you know, that, I'm not saying those things aren't important. But even at that, I just think we need an entirely different security system. I think about this. I sign my signature electronically at stores. Is that smart? Now, the good news is it doesn't look like my signature, because even if I use their stylus or use my finger, but I mean, could they save that? Could they capture that? I don't know. I mean, and that's just even, I just pulled that out of thin air. But the system of usernames and passwords have officially become a joke. And you're going to hear what's passed off as a lot of sage advice, and I guess it's sound advice, that you should mix up your username and passwords. And again, I'm not denying that. But I think even that given what these hackers can do today, I think even that is a false sense of security. To Scott on the road. Scott, go ahead.
Hi, Jerry. I actually wrote a web server program that uses a security system, kind of like what you're talking about, only I thought that that might be an issue, so I actually made it so when you log in, the username and password combination you get is actually created there on the spot and then put into your authorization header. So you never actually, it's never transmitting that, and it's never really sending it back and forth in a way that it can be hacked. So when you log out, that's no longer valid. So anyone who wants to use it, you know, wouldn't be able to anymore.
Okay, this sounds like a great idea, except for one thing, Scott. I have no idea what you just said. Can you explain this?
Sure.
I'm sure there are people that are dumb as I am when it comes to this. So walk us, how does this work then if you don't transmit it?
Okay. Well, basically, with basic authentication, that's where when you go to log in, your username and password are put into a single string, and then they're just encoded, not necessarily encrypted.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there because I don't know the difference. This is where I'm getting lost. Right now I have a website up. What's going to happen under your plan?
Okay, with mine, it doesn't actually store on the computer that you're using. It's not going to be using cookies or anything like that to store your password. When you enter it, when you go to log in, and you use your password and username, it's only transmitted that one time over using a secured connection. And then after that, what you get in response is a username and password that your browser uses that you don't necessarily have to remember. And that's what's transmitted every time you access a secured page. Because I figured this might be a problem, and that's what I made to solve it.
Okay, I think I'm getting there. Yeah, but then if it's saved, how does that not involve cookies?
Well, some other authentication systems will use cookies where, you know, you got a username, maybe not necessarily a password, but that's stored on whatever client computer you're using. Basic authentication was one of the first ones that was created, and that only uses the memory in your browser at that time. So if it times out or if you log out, it's no longer there. And besides that, it's not even your username and password that's in there.
I'm getting warmer, but I'm clearly not going to completely understand this in an on-air phone conversation. So listeners probably won't either, but I would like to hear more. It's 10:30.
Things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.